My little gem waited a long time for the perfect person. But then, suddenly, there he was. And here he is. Andrew Boxer. The love of my life. Our guests whoop in response to my father's words, and a blush spreads up my new husband's neck, above his stiff collar and along his square jaw. I reach for his hand. Dad hadn't quite finished. Before we accepted him into the family, this young man faced quite an inquisition. I call it being hauled over the coals, and it's extremely rigorous. After all, her sister has interrogated Somerset's most hardened criminals. But Andrew charmed her instantly. Laura nods to confirm it. And after decades as a medical receptionist, my wife can sniff out a fake or malingerer at 50 paces. But the worst thing she uncovered about this man was his passion for jigsaw puzzles. I liked him on sight, which was a relief because daughters are precious, especially when you delivered them yourself on the kitchen floor. Look at the bride and groom. Aren't they wonderful together? Yes, we really are. It's time to toast the happy couple. To Andrew and Gemma. Andrew and Gemma. The ring of crystal echoes around the function room, and Dad's dewy smile makes my own eyes smart. I brush away the hint of a tear before the wedding videographer zooms in too close. Andrew stands up. The anticipation makes me catch my breath. Love is the biggest puzzle in the world. You'd all expect me to say that, but it's true. You can't see it. You can't hear it. You definitely can't buy it. Yet finding it is the key to happiness. The glow spreads through me. The speech has taken him weeks to perfect, and it is Andrew to a T. So what kind of puzzle is it? Maybe it's a treasure hunt. The fun is in the seeking, making mistakes, and, as many of you know, I've had plenty of practice in that department. Following false trails, reading the map upside down. Gemma is a specialist at that. Everyone laughs. My terrible sense of direction is a family legend. Or perhaps love is a crossword with cryptic clues that make your head hurt. There are millions of words that might fill in the blanks, and there are millions, billions of people out there who could be the one. Finding love could also be a numbers game, like Sudoku. When you meet the right person, everything suddenly adds up. He turns and his surf blue eyes lock onto mine. He's perfect. I know I'm biased, but I'm also right. For me, though, love is actually a giant jigsaw, but with no picture on the box. You make the frame first, learning about yourself. Sometimes it feels like you'll never be able to see what the image is, what it means. And then it happens. That person comes into your life. That missing piece. I knew the moment I saw Gemma that she was the one. Compared to some people, we took a long time to find true love. But the trickier the puzzle, the more incredible it feels when you complete it. Love surrounds us, warm and buoyant, like the thermals that lift a hot air balloon into the sky. I can almost smell the tea rose arrangement on the table, almost taste the biscuity bubbles of the champagne. Almost feel his hand around mine and the unfamiliarity of my wedding ring. But not quite. Andrew's face fills the frame. My handsome, living, breathing husband. I press pause. How many times have I watched this? 200? No, more. And this is where I always freeze the recording. Andrew is the picture of health, his frame still broad, not fat, his face tanned, his lips soft, his dark hair thick and glossy. Everything about him seems vital. It will be 7 months before his body starts offering him clues. Another 3 months before the most dedicated puzzler I've ever met joins the dots and bothers the doctor. I press play again, but with the sound muted. Jed's best man speech goes on a bit, so the video editor has cut it short. Panning the room, showing polite smiles as people get restless. My bridesmaids try out Princess Elsa poses before my sister gives them a fierce stare and they freeze. Even in her turquoise taffeta maternity dress, Laura looks as if she might have handcuffs stashed under her skirt. I didn't want a video, but I'm grateful for it now. When Andrew proposed, we imagined an intimate ceremony in a wooded glade, barefoot, wildflowers in our hair, with a handful of guests sitting on hay bales. He would have written poetic vows to make everyone sob, and I could have worn something folksy and smocked. Instead, we ended up with the works, silver service, tuxes and tiaras, plus the incredible view from the Piers Ballroom, suspended on iron struts a quarter of a mile out to sea. Andrew's an only child, and his mother, Isabel, travelled to Paris for her couture outfit. She would never have forgiven us for not doing it properly. And we obliged, because one day seemed like nothing, and we had many thousands more ahead of us. Or thought we did.